So, the next time you step into an elevator, I want you to look really closely at the stainless steel panels. Like the corners look completely seamless, right?
Yeah, they really do. And I mean, traditionally, creating that perfect corner took just an enormous amount of effort and multiple manufacturing steps.
Right. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We're pulling from some fascinating technical engineering articles to look at a machine that does all of that in one single motion.
A great topic.
Yeah, our mission today is to explore how eliminating just one traditional manufacturing step fundamentally revolutionizes, the everyday objects around us.
I mean, it sounds highly specialized when we talk about sheet metal forming, but as you mentioned with the elevator panel, the structural implications are quite literally everywhere you look.
Okay, let's unpack this. To really grasp why this is such a big deal, we kind of need to understand the baseline. Like, why is a standard sheet metal corner so difficult to make in the first place?
Well, it really comes down to the sheer number of individual operations required. The traditional route takes five distinct steps.
Wow, five.
Yeah. First, you have to notch out a piece of the metal. Then you bend it into shape.
Okay.
Third, you weld the corner closed. Fourth, you grind down that messy weld. And finally, you have to polish and recoat the surface.
That's basically 20 operations just to make a standard four-cornered electrical panel door.
Exactly. But a corner forming machine, like the CFCM30, well, it completes that whole process in a single cold press cycle.
But wait, how exactly do you fold cold metal without snapping it?
What's fascinating here is the physics of it. It's all about how the machine distributes pressure.
Okay, so it's not using heat at all.
No, not at all. Instead of heating the metal to a melting point, the machine uses these highly precise interchangeable molds. They apply immense, evenly distributed mechanical force.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of like perfectly folding origami, right? Like no filler, no seams.
That's a great way to put it. The pressure literally forces the solid metal to flow and reshape itself into the mold at room temperature.
And it just doesn't break.
Right, it doesn't break the material surface tension.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a bit like pressing a cookie cutter into a thick layer of dough. You're forcing it to perfectly fill a specific space in one swift motion rather than baking two separate cookies and trying to glue them together with icing.
Exactly. And because you are removing heat entirely, you avoid creating a heat-affected zone.
Which is bad, I assume.
Very bad. In traditional welding, the extreme heat permanently weakens the metal's internal structure in that localized area.
Right.
It causes discoloration, warping, and if the metal is thin enough, the torch can just burn right through it. But I should mention there are physical limits to cold forming.
Like what?
Well, the CFCM30 requires materials to be between 0.5 and 2 millimeters thick, and the corner radius has to sit between 6 and 30 millimeters.
Gotcha. So moving past just saving time, if you're completely eliminating that heat-affected zone, that means the metal isn't warping at all.
Right.
So the panels stay completely flush. That must solve some entirely different structural problems across like wildly different industries.
Oh, absolutely. Take data centers, for example. A server rack is essentially a giant tolerance puzzle. Every piece has to fit perfectly.
Right, because of airflow.
Yes. If you weld a side panel and the heat pulls the metal by just a few tenths of a millimeter, the doors won't align.
And then the gaskets won't seat properly.
Exactly, which creates an airflow gap that ruins the cooling efficiency of the whole aisle. Cold forming keeps the panel perfectly flat.
That's incredible.
You see the same structural benefit in HVAC systems too. A cold form drip tray has zero welds, meaning zero porous spots to leak over time.
And if a seamless surface prevents leaks, it also prevents things from getting trapped, right? I imagine that's crucial for the medical field where, sterilization is everything.
Precisely. Ground welds leave microporosity where bacteria can hide, but cold forming creates these naturally smooth, wipeable corners that are ideal for ISO-regulated medical instrument housings.
But doesn't this machine just lock a shop into mass-producing identical items? Like, what about small custom jobs?
You would think so, but the higher-end models, like the CFCM30ES, actually feature automatic thickness adjustment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a shop can run a 1 millimeter batch and instantly jump to a 2 millimeter batch in the exact same shift. It recalibrates on the fly.
So what does this all mean? Well, the next time you step into an elevator with mirror-finished stainless steel panels with zero heat tint or see perfectly matched retail displays, you'll know exactly how they were made.
It proves that industrial efficiency is usually about engineering the messy steps out entirely.
Right. Which leaves you with a final question to ponder today. If simply pressing a corner cold can eliminate welding, grinding, and polishing all at once, what other complex, messy manufacturing processes are just waiting to be entirely engineered out of existence by a single clever mechanical motion?